The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Amen. Now we'll sing our first hymn, number 429, This Is the Day. This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day, this is the day that the Lord has made. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. Amen. Now please rise and we'll say together our recitation, which is on the small yellow pieces of paper, taken from Revelation chapter 21. And he who sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts of the fountain of the water of life freely." Amen. Please be seated. So children, today we have a reading from Deuteronomy chapter 7, and in this reading, the Lord calls his people, the children of Israel, he calls them a special people and a treasure, and he's setting them apart as something really special. And what I want you to listen for is why you think these people were going to be a special treasure to the Lord. This Deuteronomy chapter 7. "For you are a people holy to Jehovah your God. Jehovah your God has chosen you to be a special people to himself above all the people that are upon the face of the ground. Jehovah did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest among all peoples. But it was because Jehovah loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that Jehovah your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws which I give you today. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then Jehovah your God will keep his covenant of love with you. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb and the crops of your land, your grain, new wine, and olive oil, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, in the land that he swore to your ancestors to give to you. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. Amen. So he said they were going to be a special people. They were going to be his treasure. He was going to keep his covenant of love with them if they did what? If, it said, they followed his commands. Is that what you were going to say, the commands? And the decrees and the statutes. So they weren't special or above other people just for the fact that the Lord said, I want to make my covenant of love with you. They were going to be a special people if they actually did the things that the Lord taught them. And what laws in particular do you think the Lord had just given them? The Ten Commandments. And the Lord was saying, I'm giving you these laws. This is my covenant of love. The Ten Commandments are a covenant of love. It's the Lord saying, if you follow these laws, I will make sure you are blessed and happy. But for you to actually be a special people, you have to follow those laws. And if you do that, then the Lord can bless you and you will be a happy, blessed people. We're now going to switch and read a pretty well-known passage in the New Church from the True Christian Religion, number 787. And here is another teaching that makes it sound like our church, the New Church, is special. This new church is the crown of all the churches that have hitherto existed on the earth because it is to worship one visible God in whom is the invisible like the soul and the body. Conjunction with an invisible God is like the conjunction of the eye's vision with the expanse of the universe, the limits of which are invisible. However, conjunction with a visible God, on the other hand, is like a man in the air or on the sea, spreading forth his hands and inviting with his arms. So the new church was going to be called the crown of all churches, again for a special reason, because it said they were to worship one. What kind of God? Invisible or visible? What do you think? It's to worship the Lord that you can see. You're going to... Visible, absolutely. So our church, it says, is going to be special, the crown of all the churches, because it is to worship one visible God. We talked in worship last night about how the teachings about the Lord in the new church are that precious pearl, that concept of the Lord, seeing him as a loving God with his arms inviting us, keeping his covenant of love with us as well. Now, the Jewish Israelitish church that we read about in Deuteronomy was special because they had some special teachings they were given, the Ten Commandments. The Christian church was special and a special treasure to the Lord because they got some special teachings in the Gospels, in the book of Revelation called the New Testament. Why do you think the new church might be special? special today? What teachings do we have that no other church has? The heavenly doctrines. That is one of the things that is supposed to make our church special. But we are not special. We will not be the crown of all the churches simply because we have those teachings. It really has to do with what you do with those teachings. What were you going to say? Is the word, absolutely. And ours has the heavenly doctrines which help explain the Old and New Testaments more clearly than ever before. Our last reading is a short little bit from the Arcana Celestia number 8768. Explaining those words about being a special treasure. You will be a special treasure to me from among all peoples, means that at that time, divine truth will exist with them more than others. So the Lord was calling them a special people because He'd just given them the Ten Commandments, and if they followed them, they would be more blessed than other people because they had those special teachings. Then it goes on to say, thus good becomes more heavenly or more divine among those who possess genuine truths, which are the truths drawn from the Word, though only if they keep them, that is, if they lead a life in accordance with them. So I really want you to think about that all of us here today are privileged. We're lucky, we're fortunate, we are blessed that for whatever reason in the Lord's divine providence, everybody here in this room has been able to be in contact with the heavenly doctrines of the New Jerusalem, have a knowledge of the Lord's second coming, and have those genuine truths drawn from the Word laid out open before us. That should make us feel like, in a sense, we're a special treasure because the Lord has blessed you with those teachings, and many people so far have not come across them, and we should hopefully do more to make that happen. But we will not become the crown of all the churches. We won't really be a special treasure unless we take those truths and we live according to them. Do the good things that those truths teach. That is what really will make us the crown of all the churches someday, when people can look at us and say, wow, their marriages are all happy and blessed. These people live in charity with each other. They don't backstab. They don't gossip. They follow the commandments every day. Those are the things that will set our church apart and allow the new church to truly become the crown of all the churches that have hitherto existed upon the earth. Amen. Now please rise, and we will sing our final hymn, Seek Ye First, on page 410.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness,
and all these things shall be added unto you.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. And it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Please bow your heads for the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Please be seated.